This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. We're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. We just got back from Michigan doing an invitation-only leadership meeting. And the good part about this, friends, is they're actually doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. They're actually a part of the culture war. And then we went from there. That was 1,100 miles. So I drove that. And then we had to go through Chicago and then go around the big lake, you know, kind of like reaching around your backside to scratch your elbow, right? But with that said, after we were down there, then we immediately shot over to Wisconsin. We were in Marshfield doing the 2019 Wisconsin News Ministry Expo. And I got to tell you, friends, it was refreshing. There are preachers out there doing the stuff. And it's interesting to know, friends, there was a guy by the name of Dan Fisher there. He is the Black Robe Regiment. He was also a representative in the state of Oklahoma. So he's a doer of the word again, not a hearer only deceiving himself. With that said, his program was outstanding. I mean, it was just outstanding. History about Black Robe Regiment. I mean, he was like, and hopefully we're going to get him on the radio here soon enough, but interestingly enough, it was like watching a little boy during his presentation having the time of his life. He literally memorized everything for 45 minutes, his whole program. And again, it was outstanding, and it was on the history of the Black Robe Regiment, detailing the earmarks and the characteristics of those that went before us, friends. And you want to talk about some heroic brothers from another mother and mothers, it was the Black Robe Regiment, because without the Black Robe Regiment, we would not be here today. And it's also interesting to note that they operate the way that they operated back then, and the spirit that they operated is nothing you see through the mainstream Christian media, in any sense of the word, completely opposite every step of the way. As Scripture says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, that's exactly what the Black Robe Regiment was. And what we see today is a bunch of portrayers of a bar Jesus, a different Jesus. The most part, the American people in this country have in their mind's eye a picture of an effeminate pansy walking around in pink booties, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything is okay, when in fact the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, and the list goes on. Boy, oh boy, I understand why we have our freedoms, but boy, oh boy, understanding who gave it to us and why we're losing them today, in contrast, it makes perfect sense, because it's a different spirit every step of the way. With that said, we were expecting a couple thousand people. I don't know what the numbers were, but the fact of the matter is it's nice reaching a lot of people. And again, with that said, it was also nice to meet many of you that came out to see us in the flesh, per se, and taking the time from what you're doing and coming out and saying hello to us. It was just outstanding. We had one particular friend of mine, who is a friend of mine now, who had driven from, I believe he took the day off of work. I'm not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure he is. He drove a couple hours. He took the day off from the policeman that he is in his particular area, took the day off, gathered him and his wife, and they drove all the way over, and the guy just stood in front of my booth, and I'm talking to people, and I'm turning around, and I'm seeing this guy with this real soft countenance, just a sweetheart of a guy, and I turned around, and I said, "Are you so-and-so?" And he said, "Yes." And that guy truly made my day. And so it is outstanding. Payday for Bradley Dean is being out there from behind the microphone and being a part of the answer to bring to the American people. And it's always the same response. I wish I would have brought more people. I wish I would have brought more people. Very inspirational. I was blown away. It was like somebody turned the lights on. Folks, this all the work of the Holy Ghost through Bradley Dean, where men find their faith not in the wisdom of Bradley Dean, but in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost given unto us by Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, who sits at the right hand of the Father. Blessed be his name forevermore. And I mean that. I'm not a religious guy. I am a Christian, and I serve the captain of my salvation, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, again, the Man of War. So with that said, we got back home yesterday, and we're again back in the saddle, as I said, from the get-go, and we're now getting caught up. Next week, we're going to be gone again. We're going to be in Florida. We're going to be doing some high schools, some middle schools. And every month, we're somewhere different. This month, it's been, well, we're going to be three or four different places, seeking and saving that which is lost. Because, again, that is our mandate. That is the command that the Lord gave unto those that love him. They'll respond to it favorably because they understand that we're not to, as Jesus said, wait 4 months before the harvest comes. No, we're to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers into the field. And you want to talk, church? You want to talk about an opportunity to get out there where you see others leave off duty? That gives you more opportunity. Where you see that they're weak, be all the more stronger in the grace of Christ. 2 Corinthians 12. Where you see them just kind of flippantly dealing with life in so many different ways as they serve themselves, be all the more resolute in what God has called you to do, because the opportunities, my friend, are there. There's probably not a greater time in American history where, again, the opportunities have been on a vast scale of what do we do? There's so much to do. It's amazing to me that people stand back and say, well, I don't know what the Lord wants me to do. It's like, just step out. Start talking to someone. Hand someone a track, whatever the case might be. There's not a lack of things that need to be done, especially today. And by the way, that brings me to the
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Join me, George and Ori, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, several hundred videos, got a brand new one coming up by the end of the week here. Again, several hundred videos bringing about resolve to the issues in which you deal with. Amos rightly said, this is the resolve, justice guards our liberty. The prophet Amos said, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, and I say into the camps of our enemies, saith King David. So I brought in Amos and King David just for the record there. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, check it out. You're going to love that channel. I really, truly hope you do, sincerely. Again, you can also check us out on our phone lines anytime, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And thank you to my top chat friends for putting up with the signal. Tomorrow that should be crystal clear. So thank you for tuning in regardless. We really, truly do appreciate that. I was just highlighting on the Sons of Liberty Media. I wanted to say their name so you understood who this is coming from. We have in Texas, mayor and his wife arrested for massive voter fraud, okay? It was reported on the New York Times. The mayor of South Texas border city was arrested Thursday on charges that he orchestrated an illegal voting scheme in which he asked residents of nearby towns to change their addresses so they could cast votes for him. Now, here's the names. The arrests of Richard Molina and the mayor of Edinburgh and his wife, Dalia Molina, came amid a bitter political fight. In other words, what you're hearing, friends, is that the media, not one media outlet reported what party he had hailed from. It was from the Democratic Party. If you're caught up into that, friends, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, okay? And there is constitutionally no such thing as a Republican Party, a Democratic Party. Folks, there's over 101 party affiliations. What's next? Sharia law compliant party? Because you better mark my words, friends, that's what's coming if you don't get back to what the Constitution and the enumerated laws have to say, and your willingness to enforce them against those that are violating the law. This right-left paradigm is set up, friends, to divide the American people one against another so that house does not stand, said Jesus in Mark 3:25. I also wanted to highlight another article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay? You ready for this? Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh to exploit the poor. This coming from Jesse Lee Peterson. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh may be going to prison. The 69-year-old black, this is written by a black man, is under investigation and facing corruption allegations after she received hundreds of thousands of dollars for her self-published Health Holly children's book from major health care companies with deep ties to the city of Baltimore. My goodness, friends, have you not taken the time to see the corruption? Go to political prisoners, friends, and I'm not talking about the good ones, I'm talking about the bad ones. Those that were in representative positions that have been busted, that are now in federal prison, or they're incarcerated, or whatever the case might be, the list goes on and on and on. And it's interesting to note that the media is not there to report you when they're busted for their crimes against we the people. Why? Because crime works for their initiatives, okay? At least for a moment, until their cup is full, and then they're going to have to drink that cup. They just don't realize they're going to have to drink that cup once it's full. And let me tell you what, friends, we're on the brim of what's happening here because we are provoking the Most High God to no end with our lawlessness in America, your willingness to put up with lawless people in the United States of America. Also want to let you know that Overkill on sonsoflibertymedia.com, government officials, they call themselves, deploy 700 police, spend $3 million to lock down city only to arrest a disabled veteran for buying canned iced tea and bug spray. Some of the stuff that you're seeing online, friends, is just second to none. You really, truly almost can't believe the things that are unfolding in this country. But now you have it on film, which is great. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, again, that's a mercy of God. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Well, when the Lord does that, that's his mercy. And he points his finger to the church and government and says, now, listen, I've exposed them for who they are because the law and the spiritual is perpetual, uncovering crime continuously. Now deal with them lawfully. Enforce my commandments, my laws that you found in the Torah against these people, teaching them the fear of God, right? And deterring that they might depart from iniquity. Don't encourage them to partake in it. Encourage them through the force of law and the execution of the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and judgment within the gate. Right? I can just hear some people saying, Bradley, you always talk about judgment and righteousness within the gate. Of course, because that's what Scripture tells us to do. That deters crime. Right? You don't want to encourage crime? You're set up on a system today, just so you know, to accept the magnification of the crime against the law. Well, you have it completely backwards. You know, now what we're hearing today is the innocent are guilty until proven innocent. And it's because you've taken on this mindset that they're going to magnify the crime against the law. Well, when you magnify the law against the crime, you establish judgment in the gate and establish righteousness and peace. So we might know what real peace is, but it only, folks, comes out of the fear of God. Which is healthy to those that love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's not a bad thing. It's not a weird thing. It's a righteous thing. And it's a God-ordained, let me say it in youth terms, thing. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have... I got to highlight this. I just have to. And Trump has done this before, and you need to listen carefully, friends, and cross-check me. Trump announces rejection of UN arms treaty signed by John Kerry. Also keep in mind, do you remember not too long ago, a couple months back, Donald Trump showed up on the behest of those that call themselves pro-lifers. 650,000 people protested the sanction of the murdering of the womb, of the babies, the innocent in the womb, them that were fearfully and created wonderfully by the Most High God. Remember how he got out there and he was advocating his stance and pro-life, and creepy Biden was right there. Not Biden, I'm sorry. The Vice President of the United States, creepy Pence, was right there saying there's never been a more of a pro-life president. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, keep in mind that was his promise on the campaign trail. And what, again, he says and what he does are two different stories. Because when he was advocating and playing the pro-life president in front of 650,000 people, did you pay attention to the fact that, friends, he also financed Planned Parenthood behind your backs? I don't know why people don't want to wake up to the facts of the matter. I don't know why people hold fast to deceit to their own demise. But we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump announces rejection of UN arms treaty signed by John Kerry. But did you also know that Trump tells NRA, the left is coming for your guns? Well, I would ask the President of the United States of America then, who's the left, Donald Trump? You know as well as I do, partaker of the WWE Pro Wrestling, and your good friend Ed McMahon. I mean, you even appointed his wife to oversee the business administration. You know that pro wrestling, both sides are the best of friends, and you know that there's no such thing as the left. And when you do make reference to the left, what are you referencing? Those that are not ruled by law. Well, Mr. President, you are the commander-in-chief. And you promised to bring forth that DOJ and squelching crime. You sold it as draining the swamp. And now we're finding that you're doing the opposite, namely through William Barr when you appointed him, who is a gun confiscation advocate. But the American people didn't know that. I'm just telling them, Mr. President, which you're unwilling to tell them. The truth. Okay, I'm for the law. I'm not for the party system. There's no such thing, again, constitutionally. But it's interesting, Trump is telling people that the left is coming for your guns. Again, keep in mind, he's the president. For you that blame Barack Hussein Obama for what he did, I want to tell you something. Here's a little bit of a wake-up call for you. Barack is not the president anymore. Donald Trump is. And what has Donald Trump done concerning the fulfilling of his promises in bringing justice by bringing forth those special prosecutors to deal with the corrupt in D.C. that he calls the left? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Matt Agarist, a veteran, faithfully, being a faithful witness which delivers souls, wrote on sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the 27th of April, Trump tells the NRA, who's been compromising away your gun rights for years, friends, the left is coming for your guns, and he's been quietly taking your guns all along. Well, Matt's right. Why is it that we can't call it for the way it is, friends? Are you so in love with your Pharaoh that you refuse the counsel of God, Isaiah 30? Or is it that you want to bring a curse upon yourself because that's what you're doing when you're trusting the arm of the flesh? The Bible says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. We're going to take a break. Be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the killing of the leader of ISIS by U.S. troops is a devastating blow to the terrorist organization.
Baghdadi and the thugs who follow him were responsible for some of the most brutal atrocities of our time.
Talking with reporters at the Pentagon, Esper praised U.S. forces who carried out the raid that ended the leader's life.
I want to thank our brave service members who took part in this daring raid, along with our interagency partners who supported the mission.
During a conference of police chiefs in Chicago on Monday, President Trump says his administration is doing a great job when it comes to combating violent crimes across the United States.
Over the last 2 years, the number of murders in America and America's major cities has dropped by more than 10%.
This was the president's first trip to Chicago as president, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, if you've been listening to the first segment and the second segment, namely the second one, you know, if you were saying to yourself, well, we voted for the lesser of two evils. Well, if you used your scriptural mind, you wouldn't have voted for either one of them. And you would have realized right then and there you were handed the two options they wanted you to have. They win both on both sides either way. Remember Mr. Pike, founder of the Masons, said that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. And that's exactly how it's been played out in the face of the American people, and the American people took the bait. It's the same media that can't stand Donald Trump that put him into power. You know, the best way to lead or control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, but people still haven't figured this much out, friends, to their own demise. I can only tell you the truth. You're going to have to respond to it on your own and the choices that you make, because you're responsible before God for what you advocate for and what you do. We're going to talk about they would just sing a little bit louder. And I want you to think about this, because it shows you how far people will go in allowing tyrants to rise. Tyrants always rise when justice dies. Don't ever forget that. Tyrants always rise when justice dies. And that dying is only temporarily, because truth crushed to the earth will rise again, said William Cullen Bryant, and he's exactly right. Last week we were talking about how they would just sing a little bit louder. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, let me get to that. When the hypocrites, those that called themselves Christians, who were accomplices to Adolf Hitler, read Matthew 7:21-23, would sing praises to Jesus in the Protestant churches in Germany, they would sing louder to drown out the noise of the Jews, gypsies, and dissidents that were crying out for help while they were being hauled off in cattle cars to concentration camps or even worse, extermination camps. Read Psalm 78, verse 9. Did you hear what I said? Those that were in the Protestant churches during the time of Adolf Hitler's rise, and the only reason he rose is because the church wasn't doing its job. And it's the same thing here. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? What is the extermination camps today? They're called Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, friends. 60 million babies have been murdered because you've allowed your government to sanction that which is unsanctionable, friends. Thou shalt not kill applies to every single one of us. Let me ask you the question to those especially that believe that the Supreme Court can do whatever they want to do. Do they not promise to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws? And again, is it not the job of a judge to discover the written law and apply the written law? Because that is the case. And the question is where did they derive delegated authority from we the people, or first and foremost, the right giver, namely the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to actually say that, you know what, we'll just tell them it's a choice, they can go ahead and kill the fruit of their womb. They didn't. And by the way, abortion has never been lawfully passed in this country. And that saying comes in. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Oh, my goodness. How many of these people have stood before their judge now that wish they didn't advocate the things that they advocated for when they had time to do it? How many thought that God wouldn't require an account of their lifestyles individually? It's to me so unthinkable what people think that they're going to do and get away with without recompense. You're so sadly mistaken. You really, truly are. Just because you have in this country 325.7 million people that are willing to go ahead and give you a pass because they're apathetic, I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, on this earth, I'm not. And number two, first and foremost, before that of me, might I say, is my Father. You're not getting a pass. Everything's being recorded, and you are going to give an answer. Because you are accountable for what you know, and everybody knows within themselves that killing is wrong, unrighteously. The only reason Adolf Hitler got away with what Adolf Hitler got away with was because the church let him do it. What do you have today? Your Holocaust. 300,000 pulpits remain silent. They're the greatest advocates to the abortion industry in America. The homosexual agenda and lobby in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, in the state of Minnesota, we have the Lutheran Social Services. Those are the ones that are responsible for alluring the Muslims into the United States of America. They're aiding their executioners. I didn't say that. The Quran did. Just think about that, friends. You can't make this up. You know, one must also remember that when church services were going on during the time that these cattle cars were going by the churches and they were all singing to Jesus to be exterminated, you know, when church services were over, they would find their cars toppled with the ash of the bodies that were burned in incinerators. If you've not seen the true story of Spielberg's movie and the Holocaust in Germany back in the 30s called Schindler's List, do yourself a favor and watch it. And for those that did not know, many of the actors couldn't even make it through the making of that movie because it was hitting so close to home. But friends, in churches today, they're just singing a little bit louder when it comes to their responsibility. Now, to further the atrocities of these traitors to Christ, a bunch of Judases, and they're just as guilty as the one advocating and committing the crimes, by the way, because they're tolerating the crimes, they were the ones handing off their youth groups to do Hitler's killing for them. Did you know that? Remember Hitler's youth? Yeah. You know why they always go to the youth? And by the way, it works in a positive manner, too. If you look at the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr., he didn't use the older people because they were the stumbling block to the movement. They used the youth groups to get the job done. And any dictator, in a negative sense, also understands that you have to get to the kids. That's also a positive, just for the record. We had George Whitefield and many Great Awakening preachers back during the Revolutionary War that were preaching to the young people in colleges as well. Namely, George Whitefield was in the colleges. And also, might I add, folks, when people would go to church in the olden days, they would go to church as a family. They wouldn't break up the kids, and the kids would go into the youth group to be taught by some guy that has no, or woman that has no business teaching your kids anything. They would stay as a family, and they would sit under that anointing together as a family. Many of our forefathers sat under thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of puritanical preaching. And what were they preaching? Canon law, the Torah, ecclesiastical law in the United States, right? And that's what they established. That's why we have the Mosaic Institution. Now, I want to go back to these that were singing louder and louder as the trains were going by, filled with dissidents that were going to be exterminated at the camps by Adolf Hitler. You know, these professors loved Jesus so much that they simply disobeyed his commandments at every opportunity that they had. Read 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, I'm sure you've heard of this because I'm going to get to the pith and marrow of this message. I'm sure that most of you have heard, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because guess what? I wasn't a trade unionist. We're hearing this all day long today in America. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. You've all heard this, right? Did you know who said that? His name is Martin Niemöller. Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for the quotation that I just gave you. And it wasn't until a couple years ago that I learned that the man who said it was prominent Protestant pastors during the time of Hitler and the Nazis that were responsible for Hitler's rise to power. Whoa! Really? The guy that said that took responsibility after he was imprisoned and he lived through the Holocaust. He said that it was the Protestant church's fault that Hitler got to power in the first place. Whoa, that's right. The quotation that I just read from you stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. His point was that Germans, and in particular, the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit through their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions and millions and millions and millions of people. Well, America, you've already outdone that. Just keep in mind what I said to you last week, and you can write it down. The Lord will not at all, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity. Not even the smallest jot or the smallest tittle. For the wrong that you do in committing transgression against his law, there will be a recompense. Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Which one are you sowing to? And I want people to understand this, that the Bible also tells us that it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. It's raining on all of us. The question I have for you is, what sort of seed are you allowing to be sowed into your heart that you might reap? Because the evil are going to reap evil, and the good and the righteous are going to reap righteousness. That's why when we read the book of Ezekiel, and the Bible talks about tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, but woe unto the wicked. Woe is a damning word, friends. That means to damn them in that context. It's raining all day long. For folks, we are called to account for every idle word. and every idle thought. We are called to keep our eyes single, fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. Did you know that? Hebrews 12:2. We are going to give an account for everything we put our eyes onto, our ears to. Take heed that you hear. Was a warning in the book of Mark. We have to be careful with what we listen to. Oh my goodness, if we understood the spiritual world, how little any of us would meddle in the things that are there to destroy us. You have eyes, but do you see, friends? You have ears, but do you hear? Let's stick to the word, friends, and we'll always be safest that way. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just going back and forth with live chat friends. And I thank you for the interaction. I love it. Our point here is to strike up conversation, and people need to start talking about what needs to be talked about, things that matter, instead of the frivolities and the vanities of the CIA-controlled media that is continuously magnifying the crimes of those that are to represent you. They're also magnifying them, getting away with it at every given step, aren't they? Hey, folks, keep in mind, just a side note, Machiavelli and governments are destroyed because the peoples allow their representatives to commit crime. Just so you know, this is how it works, and it's exactly what's happening today in America. Again, sad state to be in. We need to set the record straight here. We're talking about they would just sing a little bit louder. They would sing just a little louder. We're talking about in Adolf Hitler's day. He rose to power because of the complicit church and the lying propagandists, the media of the day, just for those that didn't know. And I bet he thanks the devil. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. He probably thanked God. But I bet he thanks the devil during the time that he was alive that he had a propaganda minister like that of Goebbels, huh? How's that working out for him? Hey, by the way, has anybody ever taken the time to see the end of these men? Just to prove my point that I was talking about earlier. I mean, Goebbels ended up killing his whole family, friends, because he knew it was game over. No more going on and living the way that we thought we were going to go ahead and live. The way that we wanted to, without God seeing it. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yep. And then judgment came. Mussolini, and then judgment came. And Joseph Stalin, and then judgment came. Mao Zedong, and then judgment came. You know, this judgment that I'm talking about right now could come a lot sooner if the American people would obey God. In a righteous sense. In a lawful sense. In a lawful sense. My goodness, how people have been desensitized and conditioned to accept the things that they accept today. Talking about the quote from Martin Niemöller. For they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. And then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. That's exactly right. Everybody that's listening to me right now, where you're convicted of your sin, you need to listen to it. Because sooner or later, they're going to be knocking on your door, too, if you don't deal with it today. I'm Martin Niemöller. Said that the leaders of the Protestant churches had been complicit to their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people, of course. How else would they have gotten away with what they got away with? It's the same thing with Planned Parenthood and many of the crimes that we see in the current administration across the United States and within the churches in America today. How do they get away with it? Because the people allow them to get away with it. Just think about that. Maybe what we need to do is get all those IRS agents converted, huh? And maybe we should put them in the DOJ so they can start dealing with corruption. Because they're pretty adamant about people that don't pay their taxes, aren't they? Yes, they are. Maybe they should become a little bit more adamant about those that are committing crimes and enforcing the law that way. That's another story. I could go there right now. It aggravates me to no end. Did you know that Martin Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews? In his book published in English as Of Guilt and Hope in January of 1946, Niemöller wrote, "Thus, whenever I chanced to meet a Jew," he said, "known to be before me, then as a Christian, I cannot but tell him, dear friend, I stand in front of you, but we cannot get it together, for there is a guilt between us. I have sinned, and my people has sinned against thy people and against thyself." That's right. You're hearing the voice of repentance in heaven. My people and I and the church of the day, the church leadership of the day, are responsible for what we allowed Nazi and the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler and his little devilish minions to do to you people and others. It wasn't just the Jews. I mean, what he would have and could have changed if he himself and all of the church leaders in Germany took a stand and spoke out against Hitler and the Nazis when it mattered most. I mean, after all, prevention is better than cure. And although he did suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against the tyranny. This is after the fact, America. This is after the fact. This is all after the fact. In fact, we could probably rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church leaders of the day. It would probably go something like this. First, they came for prayer in school, and I didn't speak out because I thought it was okay for them to do that because, after all, I didn't do my due diligence to read the law to find out that they didn't have the power to do that, namely through an oligarchy where few rule over many, but I let them do it anyways. Nor did I ever look into the fact that the Supreme Court is not above the law, Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. Also read Ephesians 6:18. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because I was not an unborn child. After all, I was told that the Supreme Court could sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb by simply calling it a woman's choice. Read Proverbs 6:17. Then they came for the legalization of two men or two women getting married to upend American sovereignty, and I didn't speak out as if to suggest the Supreme Court and justices have a God-given right to define what God himself designed, because I didn't want to be called a hater or a bigot. Cowards. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, and Romans 1:24. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me, because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. Read Ezekiel 3. It's a disgrace what we're seeing from the pulpits in America today, namely through omission. Yesterday we were driving in Minneapolis, and they had these, they painted these doors the color of the gay pride flag. And on each door it had a word, and it says, "All are welcome here." That's right, all are welcome to come into the church, but you better leave as you're changed and come back through regeneration and sanctification of the Spirit, which is the work of the Holy Ghost, and you hand in glove responding to the Holy Ghost. On these same yards, these that are advocating the homosexual agenda, by the way, friends, they're not churches. These are synagogues of Satan. They're advocating what God clearly condemns. It's also interesting on their lawns that they're also the ones advocating illegals to come into the United States of America. All are welcome here. Again, we're talking about the Church of America. Hey, folks, judgment begins in the house of God. I'm just pointing my finger the right direction so you understand who the responsible party is. That's where it starts. I mean, it's disgraceful what we're seeing in the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing the thunderous barrage of righteous indignation against the murder of the unborn and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, what are we hearing? Virtually nothing from over 300,000 pulpits. Silence. Read Zechariah 1:15. We hear church leaders, as they love to be called, 1 Corinthians 12:28. It's first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher, not the pastor, just for the record. And, you know, we're hearing many of these supposed self-proclaimed church leaders. Well, I don't speak out against anything political. Let me ask you something. Do you live politics? And where did you swallow that Kool-Aid? Who filled that cup? Because apparently you ain't reading your Bible, and I said ain't. Well, I don't speak out against anything that's political. Again, let me ask you the question. Do you live politics? Because one way or another, you're going to live politics either under the blessing or under the curse. Is the murder of the innocent children, is it political? Homosexual marriage, is it political? That's the institution of the church, right? A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that means to destroy your country and religious freedom, and you don't think you need to get political? Are you kidding me, people? Here we see a Niemöller, a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. Again, prevention would have been better than cure. He couldn't go back in time and right the wrongs, but America still can. Because again, friends, I love to say it. It's true. It pulls the rug from all of your excuses, which is how Satan rocks you to sleep. Excuses. Excuses. Procrastination. Let me say this, friends. Procrastination, I'll do it tomorrow, is the biggest robber of blessings. You ever notice tomorrow never comes? Do it today. Do it now. Getting back to this, got 30 seconds left. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. If not now, then when? And if not you, then who? I just got that question for you. And if you are saved from somebody else, then it's time that you give what you've got. Because if you don't, you never had it in the first place.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.